Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, fantastic humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life, one mindful step at a time. We're diving deep into something incredibly important today. Prioritizing your mental health and well-being. Ever feel like the world is throwing everything it's got at you? Like you're constantly running on empty, trying to juggle a million things at once. You know that feeling when stress starts creeping in, anxiety's bubbling up, and you just want to hit the snooze button on life. Well, guess what? Taking care of your mental health isn't some fluffy self-care trend. It's essential for living a full, meaningful, and actually enjoyable life. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 powerful strategies that can help you prioritize your mental well-being. Let's get real, right? It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, although that's pretty cool if you can pull it off. It's about building sustainable habits and practices that empower you to handle life's curveballs with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. First up, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is basically bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. You know those moments when you're completely absorbed in something, whether it's painting, listening to music, or even just enjoying a cup of coffee. That's mindfulness in action. It helps quiet that noisy inner critic, reduces stress, and allows you to truly appreciate the little things. Ever tried meditation? It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Next up, movement is medicine. I'm not talking about grueling workouts unless that's your jam. Just getting your body moving in ways that feel good, a brisk walk, a dance session in your living room, or even just stretching releases endorphins, boosts energy levels, and helps clear your head. Think of it as a natural mood lifter. Thirdly, connection is key. Humans are social creatures, wired to connect with each other. Spending time with loved ones, joining communities that share your interests, or simply having genuine conversations can do wonders for your mental well-being. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And don't underestimate the power of a good laugh is truly one of life's best remedies. Now, boundaries are your superpower. Learn to say no to things that drain you and prioritize activities that nourish your soul. It's about protecting your energy and time so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your car without asking, right? Well, treat your time and energy with the same respect. Finally, self-compassion is non-negotiable. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and has moments of weakness. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a dear friend. Remember, you're human and that's perfectly okay. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines, family commitments, and social pressures. You're starting to feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the anxious thoughts swirling around like a tornado. What do? You could drown your sorrows in endless scrolling on social media or reach for a pint of ice cream, no judgment here. But what if you took a few deep breaths, stepped away from the chaos for a moment, and practiced some mindfulness? What if you went for a walk in nature, letting the fresh air clear your head? What if you reached out to a friend for a chat, reminding yourself that you're not alone in this? See how these little shifts can make a big difference. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to prioritize your mental health and well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about fueling your mind, body, and soul so you can show up as the incredible person you truly are. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you do to prioritize your mental health? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.